ta nukallinik naksiraqarutin ta niglilgitsut poko qarupal khanyanik satkoqartu supputaitu supput mingnalul
a
supputini lenge sesuliwa pimal
They only had bow and arrows for their weapons, for their with them, and this is what they killed those animals with. So it became winter again before they find out where they were. And then along the way they would hunt for rabbits and save those rabbit skins. When it got cold, they start using them for warmers below their necks, like around their necks. All three of them. So they start traveling again when it became winter. They would see the sun too, but they don't exactly know where they were, you know, for.
Uvarita na iglilgit yutin. Shuvayalam iglilgit yutin. Iglorognik inyumnik takaoksinyasit. Uvarita tako amisigik taimut lat mukluvik tungimik nurgoami. Pinyat maknik nakroksinyasit. Kik milyak ta iglorognik. Was it up cogic low rope? But lick a machine? Then yako your chair on in your hotic, not cahotic. There's the mig low rum, yakata, kelreminion, kelremin, no shumigim yatanya, pinyak toxer, kitchak toxes at the top cook. Then you pin your tohonish on with the tongue make the rule that it car on the left tohone. A chat it took. Nalur to caution. A chat it merely tall of the hutting. Pin your yoke nick, noxerama. Tom Horner care, terrasum in your terrishimalegat. Teletapko il est chokler nexet terangu yok sakte larme nik te chunu
malrogi glorogi nyu
enyu e atau chenyu ga glak le gayu
e and finally in their journey around there in that area they met two people that were traveling on dog team but had one sled one team. And then these two people stopped not too far from these three. But then one of those two people rushed over to their sled and tried to take something out, you know, from their load. And then after a while, he aimed this thing towards these three people. And then there was some kind of a noise, and then there was a smoke later on. And then it hit one of the guys, this rabbit fur thing that was he was wearing, and it just touched his, that fur thing, went through like this. And these three people realized that these two were gonna go against them.
Not that much looking a yok dick, ill chocolate coming, and we yok shakti laughing, ill chocolate coming, no. Is on the shoot that they look at it, is up there on the shoot in the top court. The mom is it. There's a mugwok on the manna, that not the knit as among a pillar of me, to not know all laughs, ill look. Madame, we yogun Richard, ill chocolate ink.
So when they realized that these two were going to fight them or shoot at them, they raised their hands up all three of them. And those two realized that they were surrendering, that they didn't want to fight. So one of them, the guy with a gun or whatever it is, put his weapon away and back into the sled and start walking towards these three. So when this man got to these three, they started talking, but they wouldn't understand each other's. These two had different language than the other three. So they start using their hands to, you know, tell them which direction or wherever they came from. These three start drawing a river, you know, shape of a river, and say that we came from that way, from this kind of a place. So these two weren't far behind, too far away from their place. So they took these three men to wherever they came from. But they couldn't understand their language.
When they got into
this place where those two men came from, of course they went into some house, and men start going there and look at these three men or visit these three men, but they wouldn't understand each other's. Then another time, that same day or some other day, this elderly man came in to there to see them. And these three men could understand him just bit by bit when he's talking, you know, could understand him a little bit. And they start telling him that they come from Kobuk River, from the Kobuk area. And somehow he understood them that they were from this area. And he starts saying, Kobuk Umatok, which means Kobuk is far away, and start pointing to some direction. Kobuk is in a faraway place, that's what he started saying, pointing, you know, like that. So they were communicating a little bit with this elderly person.
Ang ilak tumo rutigit kalaw kami tasamit taok tila kalaw kami sigit. Ang utipayat tupermut katip rutig tapko tam eb charet. Tapko tamo ngorong nakto tako tara kanok pata tara natut pigisir kanok sa ating unni.
Eh.
Uwasi katit namin katilakata kami. Tabruma ukawigin na gaksiye maka lapit uka lapit leper kang si leper tab na kisiye kang si lorat tab na tarani kaksiye tabruma ubago maka pak naluwi Pilkhenyaro kofse uwa, orla kiselose. Uwa, tusamak kakmigurgo, ukotinak nipluwit, ang ilaksak piksangatnik, ukakwigigisingiye tabrum. Paknanik patik, ema, orla kutingase.
So one of those days, all the men from that place gathered in one house. These three men must stay in another little place. And this elderly person tell one of the guys to go get these three so that they can meet with them and plan. So this elderly person start telling the other people that talk his language, you know, saying that we'll get everything ready that they'll need to travel back to where they ever come from. And they'll start their journey. But first of all, we'll have to get some things ready. And these three men, barely understood him when he was talking like this to these other people.
Daratat no kakwige kakluwit. Tapruma, sikinyak taip liwo. Kangyak siligitya, sikinyak taip mawo. Sikinyak noib chaga. Tapnoklu, sikinyak gok, noirok. Nakon, sikinyak gok, angayorok. Tara anga yoro tara de pelo re na yugo e mengo ko mut pia de pip kanga ga chekenyo ko anga yoro chekenyo ko bugo tara ma angu anga yoro ga bene ko bugito tara chekenyo anga yoro ga ba ta na pilugo tara lok pata tara na Tak tungit kaya nga nung tak niglak iglak patagok kubang mo tikit kasi niya.
So this old man start trying to start telling them which direction they would go to go back to the Kobuk area. So he pointed out the sun. He says the sun would rise and it would there be a sunset on the other. You know, and he says, wherever the sun sets, that's the area of Kobuk. So this is the way you guys will travel. Wherever the sun sets, you go towards the sunset.
To me, chair room, not go back to walk a tick. Eagle lady got that looking neck of tax and you think narcotic. The retardant, Tab of Rumo, or Tab, Tab, Diggle, and that with Castle World. Kiss him a tete at Nagala, come with them and a neck latte up in neck foot. Tab not to me chair room, kissing on next Tab cook, uning yak.
So after they got there, of course there's women in the village. They make their mukluks, the warm clothing that they'll need or whatever clothing that they'll need. Maybe if it became summer, they got those things ready too. So they started their journey back and they traveled and traveled, and along the way these two men that this guy take with him start going against him. He says, "You're just getting us lost again. We're not going to follow you now." And then they, you know, they were going together. So this Dumiche Lurak continue his journey like the way that elderly person was telling him. And the others just went the different direction. They weren't agreeing to one another, you know, even the other people that were traveling with them. So they departed from this guy. But this one man went the same direction all the way.
To perform with him, Mammy, that no, not let cocktail be cocked.
So this man continued his journey, and then along the way it became winter again. They must have started off summertime. And it became winter, so along his journey he was inside, you know, to some trees that were like this. So he settled down right there when it got too cold. Started making his house. Sod house with a little window above, you know, like the ones that Joe described before. So he settled down and stayed there that winter time.
Kiyugakami uplome kaumakman igalgit yoni tako kanuni nakaktakoni tatpichu nasi taakna pengi taranigok taritakman kakwechat itchalap lulu pirakiga tigalgani tatpichu nakakwechat ngubagit yoni tamtamnu kiwe.
So while he was living there, once in a great while, martens would appear, and looking through his window, there were so many of those in that area where he was having his winter cabin, his winter place.
Tarani tarapek kalgi yunite mo pindakaksakunig layunak shipman o lalgi yunit. O rakslugo o rabagig lilgi yunit. Inyegagak tahoni taatna. Tarasek inyegagla nepek toflugo taat iglek. Tamab nukak vigirini piya. Iglilgi yunit. Kise magokte mananuna ilisakuna giragat mun ilyaksiva kaglalila temane pe amitautuvarikkani moko taatnatulila tarakugi kalgi nyame nunataatuttari giraknellan
And so he spent his winter in that place where he settled down, and finally it became spring again. So it was pretty good to travel. He started his journey again, spring and all that summer long. And finally he went to a place where it seemed like that he's been around this area before. You know, and then there's mountains close by and everything. So one day he crossed a river. And then went through some mountains that, you know, not high as the other mountains, but a place that where you can travel through. And then when he went through these mountains, he went to a place where there was a river, swift river. And sure enough, he really recognized the area there. So it was the Manilak River, way up there. I think he says it was the end of Manilak River, you know, where he... Now he could recognize this area where he went through before when he was going out towards Nunatak.
The mono not much air, we catch air, my good kidnake, you mean air,
so
the really choking.
So when he finally found his way at the end of Manilak River, he went back to Nunatak to hunt for sheep. You know, because he have to get some meat to bring home. So he went back to Nunatak area and get his meat, dry it up, and start backpacking back, because he now knows that he won't get lost again. And started his journey home.
There is not much air on it. The morning not much air, we got air, my good. Umagliyanan, tikit nyami, umaglip yuni, umaglaksir. Manila, apa yang lakukan di sini sebagai tete matan?
So he started his journey home, but when he went into a place along inside Manila River where he could make his raft, he made a raft and started rafting down river to go to the mouth of Manila. And in the area where the mouth of Manila is, lives his relatives, like his parents and his wife. But before he got there, he started thinking, I wonder what became of my family. I wonder if they're still there. He started saying to himself, thinking to himself while he was rafting out. So here's Manila River, and then there's a little bank, and there's a sandbar right here, just a little below mouth of Manila River. So this was where their settlement was there. That's where he left his family. And then when he started approaching, these people that live here start noticing him and go, you know, towards him. Oh, here he comes. And when they start approaching him like that, he wanted to run away, you know, hide away. Try to jump out his raft, but then he stayed. For some reason, he wanted to hide or run away. So when he was gone all this time, his wife stayed there with his mother and father-in-law, which are this man's parents. She never left them. She stayed there with them. And her husband was gone all this time.
Tarata nakman uko unanenga tunna ori tema ori ranik tarama ta na pekahoni taun tapko goko imma anekate kakpaluk minyaksi uko tapruma tapko pek nukat pek kajami kajami nesok. Tahun
So when he got to these people, there were other people too living along the river, you know, going down river. So this man had a relative there, a young man. He started out with his kayak going downriver, telling these people that his uncle has arrived, which was lost for a long time. When he started approaching a place, he would holler out, "My uncle came back, my uncle home," you know, each time he reached a place. So he started telling everybody along down the river.
Tanatara tamna angilahone tepcho litera tuwakati tarama taununga imatena nit kalak piyala kami ubatu saslam ni wangi jakatil khinyanga taununga ngilahne lugok tusaragi. Tarambilakata kanukonite toko.
And the other two men that he took when he first started his journey to hunt out there, one of them survived, but one of them died along the way. But this guy went back probably to his place or to some other people that were living down below, way down there, where this guy got them from.
Tamna tere tamna tumiche lurak tamna tamna kha tamna tero kaak teo tige raiga. Tarauko tarunga glan pinyari put.
Tarovona sunun tikilak po tammo me mo kayu
yan. Tar tamo tarago kiyaga menut pinyasok tamo ku po kangani tawani nanite. Iyaga menur go pinyasok.
Iyaga medu voko sumi I makhle chut ko na
kanga apko bani uwako pi wak men maka for you karmi tamari yaga meni pirawi
tabung ilang nak
tabung tamma tabung ngin yet na khatara bung na mun green lan mun na mun taku kanit kanigi chu sam tabuna techo ona kena taku kanit to amna ko pokange.
So that's the end of the story. But when he got lost, he must have gone way out through Canada and on through Greenland. That's why he couldn't understand their language. They call these people Iyaramit, that those people that he couldn't understand when they talk.
Tarawa table mokak to recapta kaglanim yeshe yet tarawa. They you takatigi yaga mingur tapcha.
Yaga meat. Dari yang ni tawap kinyo na mibliting lupi marut green lakap tila ni ta ni yagat lung minyo ich.
Tarawa tawap ko na masama pira duwapit tawap ko yagak med lo tawap ko lo green lang med kanigi ni rakige ju. Tawap ko sama tamonga ko na nunuwapit ta na.
So he said maybe he was between Greenland and Canada, but it was in that area where these people live in rocky places. You know how they talk about Greenland. I've been there. It's a place where people live on rocks and no trees. But the Canada area has trees when you fly over. So he must have been closer to Greenland. So that's it for this story.
That's the people that say it was from.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Go
back to Ralaka Ota. Go to Ligaura, go to Ralaka Shigia.
Coffee break, and then he'll start another one.
Survival. Okay.
Okay. Ready? This guy by the name of Dumitje Lurak got lost because this is how those shamans set him up, to get him lost with all this fog and try to get rid of him. But he came back. So when we ended the story, I'm going to start another one by the man by the name of Kogruligor, which is spelled like this.
There are time no cacto digging a carpet over. O cacto digging a roll of a rat in you. Pinasuni York. Pinasuni in your neck down at a renew marrow. Tamna. Tamma. Illuting it in your work neck at a tokop looting. In your work neck at a yasket on rangish hung it in your neck at all get yonet. Tamatka keton rangit inyunak inyokatay keton rangit utokka hotik piligit lutik keton rangit nitera inyok inyokaksiligit yone tara tapko nuna pinyayu ngisigun tara tokun nirakigat tam no woka to tigene kakot.
This guy Kogruligor lived through 3 generations. He says the people that were his age died, so he started living again through these people's children, and then on to the third one. So he must live to be pretty old.
Kogruligorok pinyasunigyok tara nulay kaktok temata na nulay kanga utokakohone tokukman tam na nulay tkiligilyone utokakohone tokuligilyone tara pinyayoko tablungona agnataglat tokukaligilyone ilani tara tak nukotigirakigat.
And he was, should we say, married? They didn't really get married that time, but he had 3 wives his lifetime. And his first wife became old and died. So did his second wife. Died of old age. And then his third wife died before him again.
Tara tam no kote gerakigat sape nyakta peng lugu tara pinyak tingu pak lugu kote gerakigat tam no kuguligaro tama ngutene kanu sepa yanik ayon rik lugu tak no kote gerakigat.
And this Kogruligor was a great hunter. He gets any kind of catch on any different animal.
Orang migok tera orang mana uke ane tämä itlinuota päämättä rammukee ragulla päämän. Nämä katorahone, tämä kuukkunun olla kappisiitit tuohone. Kappisiitit tuohone tänne. Tämä siitä avani, kappin jääkäksimlioni tänne. Nänne käännyt tämät kunnunnaksinikki.
Winter time. He would set out traps in all those creeks that has. He puts out wolverine traps to those creeks every year.
There are no. She is a male kind of one. We come together. Okei, mitä avani? Itna, siko suujamun, marjoukokut spring, itna kaptit, nun makunnu, siko lejaanun, nyt relaksoonni. Taat ne tjenu, nauksin rei, ruoak ne rei, temma, auksin nauminjani, piam. Tämät kunninga, kajoktun, nyt lyhnä, tokutlutin avani, pitmata. Taat ne tjenu, Sikusuujamun kerrattahluu ikäkoulutjuu asii. Kaseksi etenen matokkaahluu aput mikäasii pakmaneenga matulkitjuu. Taurumakuohtaja auktelari on noovuk tänne.
Kiksak?
Kiksak.
Long time ago when they're trapping for animals like the wolverine, the fox, those things. In the winter time, of course, when you check your trap, that animal is frozen. So they go to a place where there's hot, what we call hot spring today. That never forms ice, even in the winter time. It's warm, hot. Anyway, they build up a little rack, a little cache, not to let the animal touch to the water, but make a little cache. And they would cut down branches from these trees, spruce trees, pine branches. And then on top of those, you cover the animal with these branches, and then you cover it with the snow again on top. And it would melt your animal overnight, enough so that you can skin it. So when this person catches trap animals, he do this, goes to a hot spring.
That na si yami tara, si kusuya le yami pe amin. Tama that na ik nagmon pasiksit lugo outet kalag na merakya chaklago tara ataramik that na akut mik. That na matu pimminyaklu okala miragiga gok that na aklana okala lecha umakna spring me sikusu jora me bilecha takubusku sikusu jad maka it ringul lapa matura that na steam migli let na perksirakta that na chimi woksirak na sutepcha.
When you're not at the area where there's a spring, you can thaw them out too by a open fire. But he said it's much slower than thawing it out in a spring.
Uvasi tonunga atakoting tonok matagrakamigok tasamba tonunga niraktok tere tonok nakakip lunaw lakonesi tere tatna tere tatkali kakimagalaw kami umaklulwit yonukarni tere tamba tatna sapirinyak tangon niragigat kuruligaw raktemnya.
So he tried and gathered these animal skins during the winter time by trapping, so that he can go down probably to Cotswold area and trade them out. And then when he's coming back up river after trading, he would stop down by probably Amber River or someplace around there. He would have them drop him off in that area. And from there, he would go out to Nunatak and start hunting again for meat. And then he would come down probably through Manila and comes back home.
Pidi jauh tak tutit takkan.